for me, waking up early, working out every day, taking ownership of what you're doing and responsibility of things that are in your life, making sure that you periodically throughout the day, throughout the hour, maybe not throughout the minute, but that you detach yourself from the situation that you're in. You detach yourself from it and you look at yourself and you assess. Mm-hmm. And I think that has a huge impact. And I talk about that a lot, that detachment, that it is something that I learned in the SEAL teams. And I learned it when bad things were happening. And if you get sucked into those bad things and you're in them mentally, emotionally, and physically, you can't assess well because you're in the problem. Yeah. It's like when you're watching a horror movie and you know, they're like voluntarily, you know, oh, there's a noise down in the basement. Let's go see what it is. Right. Everyone that's watching the movie that's detached from the situation is screaming at the screen, no, don't do it. Mm-hmm. The people that are there are saying, yes, let's go check it out, because they're emotionally and physically and mentally in the situation. So having the ability to detach from the present, from being inside your own head, being able mm-hmm. to detach from that is hugely important, because it allows you to do a real assessment of yourself. And then finally, staying humble. You can't ever think that you've got everything figured out. You've got to constantly be saying, you know, what can I do better? What can I fix? What am I screwing up? And people are going to give you advice, and you got to take it and listen to it and see if it's good or not. Maybe put it to the test. But I think those things, you know, waking up early, working out, taking ownership of stuff, being able to detach and assess and staying humble, those are kind of my mainstays. If I had to call them out
on the list of five things that make you better.